It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from 12 to 12:30. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. And today, we're going to be talking about insurance companies. We're going to talk about a topic we've talked about before and then update information. And you can take in the information about the insurance companies you should have, the insurance companies you do have, and the insurance companies that are the worst and the best. Also, you're free to give us a call at 636-1350, that's 636-1350, and ask us a legal question on the air, and we'll be happy to answer your legal question for free on the air. So you can give us a call, or you can call us down at the law office at 544-9006, that's 707-544-9006. Well, Rachel, today I thought we'd talk about insurance companies, and we're going to start off talking about the 10 worst insurance companies in America. And this is rated, by the way, by the American Attorneys for Justice, the AAJ organization that used to be the American Trial Lawyers Association. So these are the plaintiff attorneys, the consumer attorneys that have to deal with insurance companies all the time. So I am a member of this organization, as is Rachel, and we are going to talk about the worst insurance companies. And I can tell you, as a former insurance attorney, for Allstate and Industrial Indemnity Company, I was house counsel, which means I was an employee of those insurance companies. And I can tell you that the claims handling practices are usually a joke. What happens is they give out trophies for the insurance unit that came in under the reserve, which means that if they come in under the amount that they expected to pay out, they're awarded. They're awarded with pizza parties, or they're awarded with movie tickets or tickets to the 49er games. And so I'm going to be talking about the worst insurance companies, the 10 worst insurance companies in America. And number one I'm going to talk about is Allstate. Allstate Insurance Company. Now remember, these are my opinions and these are Rachel's opinions. These are not the opinions of the studio here, KSRO, and they're certainly not the opinions of anybody else other than the attorneys that are on this show. So the 10 worst insurance companies include Allstate Insurance. Now, I used to be I used to do work for 25 years. I did work for Allstate Insurance. And I can tell you that Allstate Insurance deserves to be at the number one list on the 10 worst insurance companies in America.
I'm going to debate that just briefly, because I think Mercury is a rival. I think that they're both as bad as the other, and I'm not quite sure which is worse. So, but go ahead with Allstate.
Well, first of all, I want to back up and tell you that the United States insurance industry takes in over $1 trillion. That is $1 trillion in premiums annually. It has $3.8 trillion in assets, more than the gross domestic product of all of the countries in the world except for the United States and Japan. So over the last 10 years, the property casualty insurance industry has enjoyed profits of over $30 billion, that's with a B, a year. The top insurance CEOs are paid an average of $8.9 million a year. No, so let's talk about a few of the stories before we get going. In one example, Ethel Adams, a 60-year-old woman, left in a coma, was seriously injured after a multiple car vehicle collision in Washington. Her insurance company was Farmers Insurance, and they decided that the other driver acted intentionally because they had committed some type of road rage. In another example, Deborah Potter, who was a salesperson for Unum Insurance, that is a disability policy firm. Actually, she had sold Unum Insurance her entire career. And then when she was forced to go out on insurance, Unum denied her claim. Now, here's the deal. What happened? Let's go back to Allstate now. Allstate, as well as several other carriers, such as Farmers and State Farm, back in the early 90s, and it started in the mid-80s with Allstate, but mainly in the early 90s, they hired a company called McKinney. They hired a company, and this company actually came up with the idea of the three Ds, deny, delay, defend, which is why you need attorneys like me and Rachel that actually understand the insurance industry. Here's the thing. They came up with three Ds. The first thing is they're going to deny your claim. Second, they're going to delay your claim. Thirdly, they're going to defend your claim, which means they're going to put money into insurance defense attorneys that are going to work the file, and they hope you go away. They hope you go away on, you know, a sabbatical, move to another country, or they hope you get so fed up that you're just going to deny, you're just going to withdraw your claim. And here's the deal. There's no greater poster child for the insurance industry than the greed of Allstate Insurance. Their own CEO has been said to say, our obligation is to earn a return for our shareholders. Now, you can buy Allstate Insurance stock, and they are in the business of returning money to their shareholders. So they're going to put on the boxing gloves, and they're going to fight any type of claim that comes up by giving lowball offers or playing hardball in litigation. And that's the reason you need to have attorneys like Rachel and me. Now, Rachel, let's take these one by one. What do you think of Allstate?
Well, I've worked against Allstate for many, many years. Across the board, my experience has been that if you are an Allstate insured, they're not really that interested in protecting your interest. They're much more interested in not paying a claim. So let's say you're at fault and you rear-end somebody. It's, you know, an accident. You didn't mean to. You just, you know, didn't brake in time or whatever. And what they will do is they, you know, it's your fault. You admit it's your fault. You know, that's what you have insurance for. Your insurance company comes in, they pay the claim, everything goes away, you don't have a problem. What I find is that Allstate does not pay their claims, and this is, you know, over many, many years of practicing law, and I find that more often than not, I end up having to file a lawsuit. Now, when that happens, Allstate doesn't go on the name of the lawsuit. If it's your insurance company, that's your name. You are actually being sued by another person in the eyes of the law and in the eyes of the community. So, you know, people can look you up and maybe find that you've been sued, when in fact it has very little to do with you because you've admitted you are at fault and you expect your insurance company to pay. And when they don't, that's your name out there. You will get a copy of the complaint, and it looks like you will be sued. Now your insurance company, even Allstate, will step in and defend you and hire, you know, they're not hire. They have employees who are their attorneys in-house, and they will litigate the claim. And you may have your deposition taken. You may end up having to go to trial. But, you know, it's really, they're not protecting your interest. And that's what insurance is for. You buy insurance to be protected when something goes wrong. You don't buy insurance to have more of a hassle and to have your name on lawsuits and to have, you know, them not protect you. What are you paying for if not that? So, and this has been seen in homeowners' claims a lot in the fires, you know, who's doing the right thing and who's not. So that goes for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, disability insurance, all those insurances that you pay for all the time. You need a reputable company that will step up for you when you need them. It's not just about how much you pay. You pay for cheap insurance, you might get cheap customer service. And when you have a claim, for example, I've had a lot of people with the fires and the homeowners insurance, a lot of insurance companies are, you know, make it really difficult to get the value of, let's say, your personal property, all the belongings inside your house that were lost. They should be just paying you for that and going, okay, let's, you know, get you back on your feet. And instead, a lot of insurance companies really took a hard line on that. They want itemizations. And it's like, how are you going to itemize everything that you've lost in your home when you're not expecting it? It's almost impossible. So you get what you pay for sometimes, and sometimes you don't. So you really need to pay attention to this sort of a thing, pay attention to this show. Do your own research if you want to, but it really helps to have the opinions of people that are in the business. And that isn't your insurance agent necessarily who's selling you the insurance.
The bottom line for me is, if you have a claim involving Allstate Insurance, particularly, you should be calling me, because I have been an attorney inside the organization for Allstate. I know how they work, and I know how they evaluate claims, and we could talk about that after the break. I'm Charlie Cochran with Rachel Erickson, and this is Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
The fifth annual Tour de Fox benefit to help find a cure for Parkinson's disease takes place once again at Kendall Jackson Wine Estate and Gardens on Saturday, August 24th. Join your neighbors and several well-known Bay Area sports personalities on a ride through the vineyards of Sonoma County. Then enjoy the finish line party at Kendall Jackson Wine Estate and Gardens. Proceeds from Tour de Fox Wine Country benefit the Michael J. Fox Foundation to find better treatments and a cure for Parkinson's disease. To donate or join a team, go to Tour de Fox Wine Country.
Hi, this is Scott Barbieri with Wine Spectrum in Santa Rosa. I recently had a personal injury case handled by Charlie Cochran and his legal team. Charlie and his team kept me informed of my case as it went through litigation. And most important, they return your phone calls. My case successfully settled without trial. If you've been involved in an auto accident, call Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson at 707-544-9006.
Call the legal team of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison today.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on Newstalk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from noon to 12:30. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. Today, we're talking about the 10 worst insurance companies in America. And number one we talked about was Allstate, and I'm going to stop and just stop talking about that, because I can tell you, Allstate, State Farm, Farmers, and Liberty Mutual all made the top 10 worst insurance company list. And I'll tell you why. They're using this tactic of deny, delay, defend. They actually were all part of hiring, like I said, McKinsey and Associates to come up with the three Ds, deny, delay, defend. And I can tell you, I was working for them at the time, so I knew all about this stuff. So, okay, here's the top 10 worst. Allstate, number one. Two, Unum. Three, Unum is a disability carrier, by the way. It's not an auto carrier. Three, AIG. Four, State Farm. Five, Conseco. Conseco is a disability policy. WellPoint. WellPoint is a health insurance company. Farmers Insurance. United Health, again, a health insurance company. Torchmark and Liberty Mutual. So, Rachel, any comment about Liberty Mutual or Century 21 or Mercury?
Century 21 is owned by Farmers. And you will find that a lot of these insurance companies are owned by other companies. They're just under different names. So Century 21 and Mid-Century, I think, are both Farmers owned. And Farmers is owned by Zurich, which is one of the largest insurance companies in the world. Esurance is owned by Allstate. You find this over and over again. And the problems with that are that they're marketing to different audiences, and the bottom line is still the same. They're looking for their bottom line. They want to make money. That's what they're there for. They're not out there to give you money. And I've had insurance adjusters say to me, oh, I love my job. I get to give people money. It's like, no, you don't. You get to deny people the money that they rightfully should be having, which is more often than not the case, and more often than, you know, makes me happy, because I really think that if you're paying for it for years and decades and sometimes lifetimes, you should have, or even if you've just paid for it for a month, that's what you're paying for. You should get the benefit of the bargain and what you paid for.
Now, we also, Rachel brings up a really good point. You want to really investigate who owns the insurance company and what is their motives. For example, Berkshire Hathaway owns Geico. Berkshire Hathaway is an investment company, and the bottom line is they own Geico. So what is their motive? Their motive is to make a hard problem for people to make claims, and they want to make sure they are making money for their policyholders. Now,
I want to say that I'm really disappointed, because I used to be a happy Geico customer. I thought they were pretty good. And even in the job that I do, which is working against insurance companies, or not against them, but trying to get them to pay out claims in a fair manner, in a prompt manner, in the way that they're supposed to. That's my job. Let's pay a fair claim. And I was a Geico customer, but then they started in with this Geico Gecko thing, and it turned into a money grab. And now they've got, you know, these Gecko commercials that are so cute, and everybody loves it, and he's got his little accent and all this, and it's a gimmick to make money. And they started, as soon as they started with that campaign, you could see that they had bought into the 3Ds. They bought into the, you know, let's deny claims first and hope you go away, then let's delay it and hope you go away, and then let's defend it and hope you go away. And it's been very effective for them, and they've made a lot of money. And I can tell you, if you just watch a couple hours of television and count how many Geico commercials are, that'll tell you how much money they're making.
As a matter of fact, the top commercials on television are the Geico Gecko, and remember that's owned by Berkshire Hathaway. The second is Flo from Progressive. And by the way, I heard the other day on your show, Rachel, Bob and Sherry, that Flo is now worth about $6 million. And number three, Allstate Mayhem. So those are the top three insurance companies on television.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll notice that Flo is being replaced by Jamie, but nobody cares. Anyway, the bottom line is that these gimmicky commercials get people to get comfortable and think that, oh, yay, let's save money. I mean, save money, save money, save money. But you know what? You're doing yourself a disservice if you're saving money paying the premiums and you don't get the money back when you actually have a claim. So you, and especially with homeowners claims or serious auto claims, if you're not getting paid what you rightfully, you know, have a right to because you paid your premiums, then what's the point of having the insurance? You might as well be flushing those $100 bills down the toilet.
Now, why did State Farm make the list, and why are they number four in the worst department? Well, first of all, during Hurricane Katrina, State Farm was the insurance company that insured most of the claims, and they actually hired a company to tell their engineers to evaluate. Your assignment is to evaluate the claims to show that they are not covered.
And they come up with the most ridiculous excuses.
Yeah.
I mean, really ridiculous excuses not to pay a claim. And we see it on a daily basis. You know, for example, the auto accident where they say the other person intended to cause the injury, therefore insurance doesn't cover it. That is the biggest, you know, load of baloney, and they'll try and feed you stuff like that. And as a matter of fact, I think I've got one of those where it was an admitted fault issue. There hasn't been a problem until all of a sudden right now I'm looking at a case where they're changing their story, and you know it's the insurance company and not the insured. The insured had admitted fault, and now the insurance company is trying to turn it around because there's no police report.
We had a case, folks, about 5 years ago, geez, where the bus ran the red light and crashed into our client, and it was all caught on video that the bus clearly ran the red light, and the insurance company for the bus company would not admit liability.
And you could see the yellow light, the bus is approaching because they have cameras on the bus, both internal and external. So you see it's yellow, the bus keeps going, it's red, the bus keeps going, it's red. Our guy pulls out with his green light, you hear the smash, you see the glass shattering everywhere, you see the driver look up at the camera inside the bus and go, oh, beep, and, you know, oh, darn, and they still wouldn't admit it. So the question to wrap this up is, what does one do? I mean, are you just out of luck and there's, you know, you're never going to get what you pay for? Well, yes and no. There are some companies out there that get a pretty good rating. I'll start with USAA because they do get a pretty good rating, and I really haven't had a huge bunch of trouble with them. I've had a couple of cases where it was like, okay, but, you know, in retrospect, I go, well, they were kind of justified in their, you know, questioning. The problem with USAA is that is specifically for military members and their families. So if you had a grandpa that was in the military, you can still apply. If your uncle was, you can still apply. But if you don't have any family members in the military or who were in the military, then you do not get USAA insurance. The other one that gets pretty good ratings
across the board.
I mean, you'll see some people complain, but across the board, Amica Insurance gets pretty darn good reviews. They tend to be more expensive, and the reason for that is they're a mutual company. So when you buy Amica Insurance, you're buying a part of the company. You're not just a shareholder, but you are actually buying a part of the company. So you own part of Amica Insurance.
So your first year's premiums on Amica are going to be higher because you're buying into the insurance company. You're becoming an owner. And so the first year the premiums are going to be higher, but after that you're going to, depending upon their profitability, you're going to get rebated as an owner, let's say about 20% of your premium. So you're going to get 20% back. So Amica has real high ratings, and Amica doesn't require anything like
military service or anything like that. Anybody can do it. And also, I want to say that they are, though they're a Rhode Island company, they are based out of Petaluma, so they're fairly local for us. So you actually have a company here. The other thing that I wanted to say is I did do a little bit of looking online, because if you put in Google or whatever search engine you have and put in there, Farmers sucks, Allstate sucks, Mercury sucks, you know, you're going to come up with these websites where people are complaining and complaining and complaining. Whereas if you, or just Yelp or anything. But if you go to Amica, though, you will find some one-star reviews where a ball was dropped somewhere along the line or they didn't give the best service. It's remarkable how many five-star ratings they get on Yelp. That is almost unprecedented in the insurance field. So if you want to investigate you know, who may be best, you might want to look at Amica. Look at what coverage they have. And of course, if you do the bundle and get the home, life, and auto, your rates will be cheaper than otherwise. But some people do have problems paying a little extra. But like I said, you're going to own part of the company, which gives you a little bit more standing, I would say. And and the other thing is a lot of these ratings are come from websites that are actually funded by the insurance companies. So when you have a best of list, a lot of times those companies are paying to be on that list, whereas the ones that where you see Amica coming up are not. They're actually like J.D. Power and Associates. You can't purchase into, like you can't pay $5 million and then you get number one as best insurance company, whereas there are some that allow that to happen.
You've been listening to Rachel and Charlie on Ask the Expert. This is Monday's edition, Ask the Expert.